It's your Thursday gutter. Neil Atkinson is producing and on the panel, and he's thrown me by making this show start much earlier than I thought it was going to be. I thought we could have another couple of minutes of social chat there, Neil, but it's not to be.
It's not to be, Rob. It's not to be. We can do the social chat here if you want.
Well, yeah, on it, admin social chat. I'm finding out you can't go for a pint with me on Saturday because the Amphi rapper in London.
On a live show. I did ask you to come to the live
you
show.
You did ask me to come to the live show. There's many political reasons why that can't happen.
I understand completely.
I'm also joined by Paul Cope and Harriet Pryor. And in the spirit of the new phase of gutter shows, this season of gutter shows, as I've dubbed them, as they're being pursued by the likes of Netflix and Disney Plus, we're breaking them down into parts, which can make them more friendly to the seasonal and episodic format of those providers. But anyway, this one's in three parts, we hope. Always hope rather than know. The first part's going to be about Marco Asensio, who is... Well, the links to him just will not quit. And Neil's got lots of views about these links, so I'm looking forward to hearing those in just a second. But in part two, we will again be talking about our rivals. Well, part two will be the specific rival of Tottenham Hotspur. In part three, we will talk about Chelsea if we've got time. So, should we start with part one? I think it's the logical place to start. And before I let loose on Neil, Harriet, what do you think of this? Actually, before I ask you what you think, I'm just going to read out the rumour as it's come to us from Sport in Spain. Sport, that organ again. With AC Milan cooling their interest, Marco Asensio is now favouring a move to Liverpool. Klopp is a big fan and has asked to bring him. Asensio is willing to lower his wages to move to Anfield, and even Real Madrid have lowered their price to 25 million, Harriet says. Sport. So, what do you think?
Well, the first thing I did was I had a little search online, and then an article came up from 2018 with the same links, but why a 22-year-old Asensio would fit in the Liverpool team. And it said there he'd be a bit of a Coutinho replacement because it was just after Coutinho left. So, you know, 4 years on, Rob, you might just get your Coutinho replacement yet. I don't know. I think it's a little bit... I mean, we know it's a loose link because what of Sport, you know, who are Sport in... to doing that much about them. Anyway, we won't go into that.
What is sport? That's
the start of the gutter. I don't know if it's one that really makes sense in the sense that, I mean, he's played a lot off the bench, Real Madrid. He wants a starting position. He wants to go somewhere where he's going to play regular football. And look, we know on the right-hand side of Liverpool's midfield, or if he even played in a more attacking role, that there's going to be a lot of competition there. He's not going to come in and get a starting spot immediately or even maybe at all for a few seasons.